This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme. The participants are Dilip Chenoy, Economic Analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Recently, Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for MSMEs for facilitating loans up to 100 crores to MSMEs for the purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. We have a report filed by our Mumbai correspondent, Prathna.
In pursuance of the Union Budget 2024-2025 announcement, Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for MSMEs at the post-budget stakeholders interaction in Mumbai yesterday. The MCGS MSME scheme will facilitate loans up to Rs 100 crores to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Loan up to Rs 50 crore under the scheme shall have repayment period of up to 8 years with up to 2 years moratorium period on principal installments. For loans above Rs 50 crores, higher repayment schedule and moratorium period on principal installments can be considered. The scheme will be applicable to all loans sanctioned under MCGS MSME during the period of 4 years from the date of issue of operational guidelines of the scheme or till cumulative guarantee of Rs 7 lakh crore are issued or whichever is earlier.
Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Dilip Chenoy, Economic Analyst. Welcome, Mr. Chenoy, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you, Lalima.
Well, Mr. Chenoy, there are 26 million MSMEs in the country employing about 60 million people. MSE sector contributes about 45% of manufacturing sector output and 40% of nation's exports. In the light of this, do you think this decision made by the finance minister is significant?
I think the decision made by the finance minister is very significant for multiple reasons. But the first is, you know, this was officially launched, it was announced in the last year's budget, officially announced on the 17th. And given the announcements in this year's budget as well, enhancing the limits that are available in terms of turnover and investments for micro, small and medium industries to qualify for the benefits, this announcement has great significance. Because just merely increasing the limits would not have led to any greater investment. But this mutual credit guarantee scheme that has been launched is enabling the companies and firms who want to invest in technology, increase capital, modernize, to increase turnover and production and exports is very, very significant.
And one is to understand this is applicable to both existing MSMEs and first-generation entrepreneurs?
Yeah, actually, it is kind of available to all the MSMEs with a valid Udyam registration number. They can avail these free loans of up to 100 crores for purchasing machinery or equipment. So that is the coverage of the scheme. You have to be registered on the Udyam portal and you've got to have a valid registration number.
When you talk about this being one of the criteria, major criteria that MSME must have a valid Udyam registration number, what if the project cost is much higher? And also, is this specific to purchasing equipment and machinery, Mr. Chenoy?
For the benefit of the listeners, let me outline the scheme. So the scheme is such that for loans up to 100 crores, the National Credit Guarantee Trust Company will provide a 60% guarantee to the member lending institutions, right? Mm-hmm. That means when banks actually lend to these MSMEs who are on the Udyam registration portal, they can get a back-to-back guarantee from the Credit Guarantee Trust Company. The second thing is that the project minimum cost of the equipment or machinery should constitute about 75% of the total project cost. So therefore, this whole scheme ensures that a majority of the loan is utilized for capital investment. Very interestingly, the repayment terms also are very significant. So loans up to 50 crore have a repayment period of up to 8 years, including a two-year moratorium on principal repayments. For loan exceeding 50 crores, extended repayment schedules and moratorium periods may be considered. You know, it is also very interesting that there's no collateral, right?
Yes.
And the
yes.
borrowers are required to deposit 5% of the loan amount at the time for applying for the guarantee cover and basically to demonstrate their commitment to the investment that they're going to make. So what actually happens to the MSMEs? First, they get enhanced access to credit, right?
Right.
Yeah, because they get a collateral-free loan with the 60% government guarantee. MSMEs can actually secure the funds without need for substantial assets and therefore facilitating business growth and modernization. The second is because it focuses on capital equipment and machinery, It promotes technological upgradation, and especially today, given the fast, rapid changing technology and the digitization of manufacturing, it is very important for the SMEs to be able to access funds, and it will lead to their increased competitiveness and their productivity, both for international and domestic. Right? Mm-hmm. And the third thing is that it's, of course, got favorable repayment terms, extended repayment terms, like I mentioned earlier, and moratorium options also, allowing them to manage cash flows effectively. And of course, the 60% back-to-back guarantee mitigates the risk for the lenders there. And, you know, we also announced in this budget, you know, manufacturing mission. So this also supports the Made in India, the manufacturing mission, by facilitating the acquisition of modern machinery here. So, and of course, it'll give a fillip to the economic growth as we go forward. So these are the various, benefits of this scheme, you know, for the medium and small industries, as well as the economy.
So this provides a lot of impetus to the MSME sector to come forward, because so far for giving loans, they were always considered to be a high risk category, right? And in the last budget, slight redefinition of MSMEs was made, which means that a far more greater number of companies now come under the umbrella of MSME. So which means many, many more MSMEs would benefit from this scheme.
Absolutely. You know, whether it's a textile manufacturer in Surat or a pump manufacturer in Coimbatore, or someone, you know, small scale or handicraft unit in Assam or the Northeast. Mm-hmm. You take any particular MSME who has got the ambition and wants to increase productive capacity, but did not have access to finance. This is really a very important theme for that. You know, if you look at the overall impact of the scheme, mm-hmm. it is actually applicable for all loans sanctioned under the MCGS, the Mutual Credit Guarantee MSME scheme, for a period of 4 years. And it will have cumulative guarantees amounting to 7 lakh crores. So it's either 4 years or till the cumulative guarantees go to 7 lakh crores, whichever is earlier. And this is really going to actually make a lot of finance available to the MSME sector. And of course, no fee is charged during the year the loan is sanctioned. I think in the subsequent 3 years, they pay a fee of 1.5% on the amount of outstanding loans. So that's even a very interesting way this whole product is structured. And, you know, thereafter, the fee could even be reduced to 1%. Mm-hmm. It's really looking at minimizing the initial costs for MSMEs, encouraging them to utilize the scheme for acquiring necessary machinery. And you don't have any upfront expense here.
So far, we have talked about Make in India. Now we are moving one step higher, saying Make in India, Make for the World. So when we take a step like this, we are actually geared for being a global player now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at it, and you know, while you were introducing the conversation, mm-hmm. You talked about the share of MSMEs, right? And the finance minister also mentioned it in her budget speech. So they looked about 45% of the total exports, right?
Right.
And over 45%. So if you look at this and you see that they could, one of the things holding them back, and is also mentioned by the chief economic advisor. In fact, it is one of the slides that was presented as part of the economic survey, where he talked about MSME, because of the definitional criteria, because of access to finance, tends to limit its capacity or turnover or its investment and remain small. And for the second unit, opens a second unit. Now, when this enhancement of the limit with enhancement of the credit facility actually takes away the incentive to create another unit, but enables you to enhance your turnover, enhance your investment, and therefore when you grow, your productivity also increases. If the productivity and competitiveness also increases and they can make more better product, I think the exports will definitely go up. And you know, earlier you had talked about the startup and micro and small enterprises, right?
Right.
So under the existing scheme, the CGT SME provides collateral-free loans up to 10 crores for these units. So that's a huge incentive for the small and micro units, including startups.
And you talked about exports. That was a good point. In January, we have seen a slight fall in merchandise exports. But we are already exporting the defense equipment to many countries. We are also exporting medicines, gems, jewelry, textiles, handicrafts. Interestingly, we are now proud of our ODOP mission, which is that one district, one product. And interestingly, in the Kumbh Mela, there is about 6,000 square meter space assigned to ODOP. And we have thousands of products which have been given GI certification. In the light of all this, are we geared towards greater exports once this incentive is given? Because this will again act as a catalyst to higher exports, which need a little bit of a fillip. What do you say?
Absolutely. If you take, you mentioned defense, right? So aerospace components is very important. And I think even companies like Airbus, Boeing and Rolls-Royce, etc., are looking at sourcing this from the medium and small industry. The space sector, if you look at the space sector, it's a huge win, and it's all the startups and the small companies at that. Similarly, in this budget, there were three areas of focus that were announced, Lalima. You know, first was on food processing. Again, 45% of the employment in MSMEs is actually in the food processing sector. So it's a very important sector. And they have talked about a focus on labor intensive and a new program coming in for them. The second also announced in this is the handicrafts and leather goods sector. So you're seeing all of these initiatives actually coming in here, which are going to promote the export of products made in different areas, both in traditional, such as I talked of food processing and leather, but including toys, including drones, including aerospace and defense items.
Yes, we are now exporting toys to many countries right now.
Actually, our toy sector is huge.
Huge.
You know, there's lots happening in the toy sector. So it's valued at about 1.9 billion today. I mean, at the end of 2024, it'll reach 4.7 billion by 2033, growing at a compound annual growth rate of, you know, about 10.4%. And there have been in the union budget a comprehensive plan to position India as a global hub for toy manufacturing. And majority of these are small and medium companies, emphasizing on, you know, development of specialized clusters and the promotion of special clusters and special growth areas in this. And one thing, you know, like, for example, in the mobile sector, which they've done.
Yes, I was just coming to that.
Actually, the story from 2013 to 14, 2022 to 23, efforts to boost local production have led to a 75% decrease in toy imports,
yes.
Right? And exports have gone up from, let's say, from 2013, which is about $36.9 million, it's gone up to about $153.88 million in 22-23. And it's growing at 10%. So if you take the last year, we would actually have grown much faster.
I mentioned toy exports on one hand, and we are now the second largest exporter of mobile phones on the other. So toy industry I mentioned because normally we outsource these materials which are locally available, which means employment is given to people at the grassroots level. And that would boost employment in villages and small towns. So I think that's a nice, this shows us the entire spectrum from toy industry to the mobile industry. It's a vast spectrum that we have covered and we're going to be covering if we take this step forward for MSMEs, right?
You just need to know the multiplier effect of the mobile industry. If you go into any market, the number of micro enterprises that are there, you know, literally people on small kiosks or hand carts or something,
yes,
you know, selling mobile accessories, mobile covers,
right,
screen protectors. They're all giving a huge impetus to, you know, entrepreneurship and kind of employment to these people, not only in the metros, but also in tier two, tier three cities and also in the villages, because the mobile penetration is really large.
Yes.
So it's a real multiplier effect in terms of the employment in India.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chinoy, for talking to us. Time is up. We earnestly hope, and it looks like that mutual credit guarantee scheme for MSMEs for facilitating loans up to 100 crores shall be a great success and a great fillip to the economy on the whole. Thank you very much, Mr. Chinoy, for talking to us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on mutual credit guarantee scheme. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.